This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Don't have to tell you it's hot outside.
It's a little hot.
You're going to hear this a lot today.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm feeling good. Thank you. Are you okay? Are you getting plenty of water?
At least check on me hourly. Yes. Okay. I'm fine.
You're not spending a lot of time out of doors?
I believe it will be more than hourly, Buzz.
A little fan would be nice.
You sure?
Yeah. It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Buzz, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
All right.
Could I have some... some cat food, please?
That's a gentleman that was outside.
Yeah. It's hot.
Oh, loved it. Mark Trout and I have both been doing lines all day.
Yeah, that's great.
Won't stop that cocaine party up at NBC.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Hey, Buzz, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine for now.
Do you want some cold water to dip your feet in?
Water would be, that'd be great.
Right. Al, how about some toilet paper?
I go to the big, and I buy the big thing of the toilet tissue. This stuff never goes bad. I mean, when you run out of toilet tissue.
Yeah, then you're really in trouble.
It's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
For Al.
Al's butt.
For Al's pants.
Al's pants are a bad thing in this weather.
Al's trousers.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Did you look in on the CBS morning show?
How are you, Buzz?
I'm still okay, thanks.
Did you check that one out where they had to move their studio because of the flood?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
All I did, I saw 5 seconds of Harry Smith talking about how they were in a different studio.
Did one of Julie Chen's implants bust? Bust a leak?
They were moved because of those incredible downpours in New York City this morning.
Oh, wow.
Downpours.
Not only the heat, but terrible thunderstorms.
Downpours.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt, dust, little crustal matter. All sorts of stuff you really wouldn't want to have in your lungs.
No.
Right.
Wow. It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Okay. Buzz, you all right?
My lungs are full of dirt and dust.
Okay, I think we got this worked out here. I'm going to try this guy right here. Caller, you're live.
Hey, how are you?
We finally got you, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. How you been?
I've been great. I'm wide awake.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, the reason I call is because this is the first year, and I don't know how long, that I've been interested in football. I think the last time I cared was when Dave DeBuscher won the Stanley Cup and gave that great speech on the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave DeBuscher, you're talking about with the New York Knicks?
Right.
Yeah,
and he won the Who's This Thing? And that was when, you know what I missed the most?
I'm listening.
I miss it when you crapped your pants.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Go get some pussy.
Right out.
All right.
Okay, so you're a liar too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I
go and yourself. Where's your crap detector now? See?
Wow.
Folks, I hope you didn't get that. I hope we didn't get that on.
No, not
okay.
A word.
Jeez, we have gotten this idiot twice. Where do we find these people? For heaven's sakes. Let's try this guy.
Yeah, I've heard him before.
Oh, yeah.
He has a very noticeable setup.
Oh, did he?
Oh, well, he asks you certain questions. And then when you hear the telling word Don and Mike.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever talked to this guy. Has he called other shows?
Yes. There's also a little clue here, too, you missed, I noticed.
Okay.
When he said Dave DeBuscher.
Yeah,
whatever. It doesn't matter.
When he said about that show, I said, he always talks about that show, the Don and Mike show. That's when he comes with his delivery.
This is the dream
caller. Now we know, so we'll be on guard against it. What's on your mind this morning?
I thought you was perceptive, man.
Right, I am perceptive.
Isn't that the dream call after you get punked?
I thought you were perceptive.
You want that call. And he wants to say our show 6 times.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, let me turn down my radio.
We have 5 minutes left.
Hello.
Yes, I'd like to squeeze in a few calls, so go ahead, be brief.
I want to know what your opinion is of a statement that John Kerry made, who looks like he's a bit constipated, in my opinion, by the way, that he made a comment that Don Geronimo has the largest he's ever touched.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And for that, we say thank you.
For that, we thank the Belcher.
God, it's hot outside.
It is. Ridiculous.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Buzz, can I get you anything?
Sorry, what?
Can I get you anything at all?
No, I'm good, thanks. Right.
It's always going to have a taint to it. It's always going to have a taint to it.
Oh, I like that one.
I'm having trouble getting it in this
mouth. Oh, no. I don't like it anymore.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I don't like my voice with that voice. That bothers me. That guy.
That's a good one.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You know, it
look
sounds like.
Look at the size of his unit.
It sounds like we might be making love.
Everybody can suck it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Could you stop the planet now? Because I'm getting off.
Yeah. Oh, hey, how about that?
We need to understand each other.
What?
That's why Olympic Games are so important for China.
Hello?
Because the understanding between China and the world
what?
Are crucial toward peace and development.
I'm not really sure why that was at the machine. That's a
celebration of 08 Games in China.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They have opening. What was the ceremony today? It was not the opening of the games. It was the opening of the.
Isn't it 1 year until the games?
1 year to opening of games.
Regis?
Men and women are going commando.
Yeah, what do you think she
yeah, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
That's for Regis.
Men and women are going commando.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
You are never to blame.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I thought he sucked.
Is everybody happy?
Uh-oh, Dongo!
I found my spot.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Welcome!
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hello there.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Right, Don and Mike show.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Buzz?
Yes, I'm okay. Fine. Thanks.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
I'm Don. He's Mike. Hi, little brains. This is our dumb show. And our phone number is 877-365-3636. It's hotter than Satan's balls outside.
I'm not really sure I remember this much heat, and even in Washington, D.C. It's been temperature-wise, it has been warmer, but there's just something about the combination of everything that is just oppressive today.
I rather like it at nighttime when you see the 10 o'clock news, and it's still 91 degrees outside, and I know that's killing.
Rob likes it cold all year.
It's killing Rob. I got the most distressed call from him today. First off, keep in mind, he's a man that does not like to part with a penny, much less a dollar. He may have to put his family in a low-rent, crab-infested motel tonight.
A no-tell motel?
Yeah, I mean like the bad kind of crabs, like where you get them in your crotch.
Yeah.
Because he's got no air conditioning.
Oh, no.
It died.
Our power went out.
It's 100.
A power outage today at 10 minutes after 1.
Like a brownout type of thing?
No, that was much earlier. No, but Don, you misunderstood me. I said I might have to go to a hotel.
Oh, you're not going to
leave the family at home.
They're fine.
They'll be fine.
fill the bathtub up with water.
Well, part of the way, sure. I
mean,
we've got a water bill to pay as well.
Well, I mean, your power outage, was that because of the overuse? That's what they worry about during these heat waves.
It would have to be. I'm sure Kerry has made a dozen calls to the power company.
He told me he was screaming at his wife to shut the doors and shut the blinds.
Yeah. Don't open the fridge. Don't open my beer refrigerator.
Wow.
Right.
And no power back yet?
No, not yet. Not as of 2:50.
Ouch.
Oh, God.
At least it happened during the coolest part of the day.
Wow, horrible. I can relate. I had two of the air conditioning. I one here and one at the beach go out when it was hot as balls.
I remember the first heat wave we got, yours went out at your house around here.
That's when they go.
Gee, Rice, that's awful. It's hot. It's hot outside. And what we're going to do today, with Matt the intern
yes.
is nothing degrading for him at all.
Right.
He's going to be serving a purpose. And also, begrudgingly, I have to give him some credit that since we put him in the beef eater suit.
You bet.
And people were putting their hands down their pants and right. making him smell their fingers.
I remember.
He's really been a good intern.
Did you hear the bad news about him, though?
Oh, what? The good news about Friday?
No.
Being his last day?
No.
What?
Well, I mean, that's maybe it's related, but the bad news is that they, I don't know what they're thinking. They hired him.
What?
Hold on a second.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. I know.
Clearly,
yep.
There's been a mistake.
No. It's true.
Well, back at the station, they hired him at WJFK?
They hired him. I don't know what capacity, but wow. I know that's what I was told.
General manager.
By him, they hired him. General manager.
What are you going to do, clean dingleberries?
What will you do, Matt?
Matt, what have you been hired to do?
Most likely board hopping.
Listen how curt he is, how quick he is.
Yes.
You know, and he said,
behind
like,
the scenes.
He told me this yesterday, and then right after that, he had some... What did you do? You remember what you said to me after that? Will you still be able to hang around or do something? What was your smarmy one-liner that you came up with? Do you happen to remember it, ass?
Well, I like to keep the afternoons open so I can still help the show out as much as possible.
That's it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, and I reacted the exact same way.
You need that help.
He is such a. You
is
want
there a problem?
Deck him.
Yeah, you never shut up.
Uh-huh. That's how he put it. I'm still going to keep my afternoons open.
Get out of here. Get out of here, you dummy. Friday's his last day.
Wow.
So here's what we're doing with him outside today. Because it's just so freaking hot. Mike and I used to do this thing back when we broadcast from Fairfax, Virginia.
Right.
And even back to when we did the morning zoo, we would go outside with a high-pressure hose, and as people drove by, you'd roll down your window, and you'd spray the high-pressure hose right inside the person, right inside their car.
We offer it as a public service, especially if you don't have air conditioning in your car.
Courtesy of the Don of my show. So we got a real high pressure prison style hose outside.
Really, like a water. You know, didn't we always want to get a water cannon?
A water cannon.
I think what we've got is actually a pedestrian garden hose, but we did finally get the extra super soaker attachment.
Excellent.
That has the variable speed, so it can either come out, you know, in that blinding fast way that can almost burn you.
You and I always wanted to get the kind of water hose that would knock people off their feet.
Prison riots.
Prison riots, exactly. Pin them up against a wall. You know, it'd be wonderful.
So our gift to you today will be Matt the Pollock. His full name is Matt Haight. Matt Haight will be outside.
Matt P. Haight.
Matthew P. Haight.
Right, Matthew P. Haight. That is his name.
Outside with his high-powered hose, ready to hose you off.
And we welcome everybody. I will always remember the former quarterback of the Washington Redskins, Mark Rippon, coming by with a toothy grin on his face, all excited. Of all the things we had done on the radio, and he'd been a guest on our show many times, he felt that high-powered hose, shooting it into his car, was just about the greatest thing in the world.
Wanted a piece of that.
But what's going to make this more special is that when we did it from radio station WJFK, physically, because of where the building was and because the road outside was a highway, people could drive by.
Yep.
And it was a real game of chance
sure.
to squirt the water in the air so that it would go through their sunroofs.
Yes. Right, exactly.
Today, as you come by our little studio area here on the service road,
you can linger all you want.
Wide open.
You'll actually be able to stand, in essence, right next to your car for drive-up service.
And, you know, stay as long as you like. Be fantastic.
Linger.
Is he out there right now? Hello?
Matt?
Oh, no. He's still standing at the back of the room.
Grinning. Because he has his afternoons free.
To help be a part of the show.
It's cooler in here.
I'm on the way. What was that, ass? I said, I'm outside now.
Oh, are you outside?
Yes.
All right. You have the hose? What are you wearing? You have an outfit for this?
It's not as nice as the beef eaters.
Do you have, I asked you a question, ass. Do you have an outfit for this?
No, nothing special.
Oh, dear.
That's my fault. I said he didn't have to be dressed up today.
All right. But if somebody brings you by a bathing suit, will you put it on?
With pleasure.
He might be overdressed.
Should someone suggest it, can he just hose a person down if they don't have a vehicle?
I like the car thing.
Okay.
Don't you think that the car, because if people are driving by getting out and saying, hey, hose me down, that's not the same as putting water into your vehicle, which could cause severe electrical damage.
Right. That's the best. That's almost as good as that time we did that bet to find if people would really drive their car through one of those car washes that's next to an Exxon. Mm-hmm. And I remember we didn't believe the guy, and we had to have a bunch of our listeners show up to actually prove that the guy really was driving through a car wash with all of his windows open. It's great.
It's fantastic.
Same thing today.
Sure. No,
same
no
deal.
Car washing. This is strictly water.
Yeah, no soap, just water.
This is cooling. Mm-hmm. The longer that hose runs, the colder the water will get.
Matthew P. Haight is out there waiting, so come on by. What's our address again? We're on Hubbard Lane.
We're on Mother Hubbard Lane.
That's right.
In Rockville, Maryland, right next to Rockville Pike, directly across from the Target. And the Giant Food and the Hudson Trail Outfitters.
Oh, and of course, Starbucks. And,
yes, Starbucks.
Starbucks. Starbucks. And that, if you're wondering, with all the things that have happened to me and my girlfriend at Starbucks, that is the famous tampon Starbucks.
That one right across the street?
That's it.
We are located on Hubbard. Is it Hubbard Drive?
Hubbard Drive, right by Montrose and Rockville Pike.
In the Clear Window Shopping Center.
Look for the sign that says WARW Radio.
That's right.
Good luck.
The sign that has not been replaced.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I just want to let you know, Mike and Rob, that it's 72 degrees in Sacramento.
What is the purpose of letting us know that?
I know.
You know.
Yeah, I know. You know.
No. It is because you know the deal there. Every day, Mike, don't look at me like a dog ready to pounce. You know the deal. The temperature is the same as the IQ.
Yes. The average temperature and the average IQ.
It's always sunny and 70-something in 72, Sacramento.
Exactly.
In Sacramento.
The temperature, the plane temperature is 72, but what's that with the a-hole index?
Donnie, you're really going to move here?
Oh. Hey, let me ask you a question. You're not answering questions, and that's starting to... You know what? Let me say, and you don't live in Sacramento, do you? What is the suburb? What is the suburb?
Oh, right in Sacramento, downtown Sacramento.
Bull, you're lying.
He's lying.
You're lying. You're difficult. Tell me the suburb right now.
I swear to God.
It's Chico, isn't it?
Okay, it's Rancho Cordova.
Chico.
Rancho Cordova.
Rancho Cordova.
They're all names like that out there. They're all Ponderosa names for the developments out there.
And they're Taco Bell stucco houses.
I live in Rancho Murrieta, where you can smell the BM.
Now, listen, I am perhaps the only fan of Sacramento in this room, but I must tell you, from an architectural standpoint, driving through the town, I am reminded of the original Taco Bells. You know when you first saw one, when they almost looked like a Fred Flintstone house?
Very, very quaint.
It had that adobe look to it.
Right.
Oh, Mike, don't go to your Sacramento magazine.
Please. You said you were looking for a house. You were looking for a house. They've got some high price.
No,
houses.
That guy was 100% kidding, Mike.
There's a nice one.
Look at that.
That's worth $600,000, isn't it? Right there. You looking at that? What's that tell you? That's a $600,000 house out there.
Hello, Don.
No wonder they're angry.
Hello, Don. My show.
Marvin Gaye Jr. Grover Washington Jr.
Alfonso Scofield Jr. I'm your father.
I am your father.
I can't explain. Sacramento has an IQ of 72.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Am I on the air?
What does it matter?
That's pretty much...
that's good.
Pretty much the same as a whatnot
anyway,
at this
what's
point.
What's his agenda
what
anyway?
Does it matter?
I would... Before Barry Bonds, and really BFD, Barry Bonds, had a wonderful time today...
Barry frickin' Bonds.
I'm
sorry.
Classic. He's classic. Rack him. Right. You know. Bring back O'Reilly.
Oh, no. Stop.
No!
Stop.
Mike, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm a kidder.
Barry freaking Bonds.
I'm a kidder.
You are a kidder.
You could log the time that I actually spent listening to WJFK radio by the nanosecond.
I know. Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
They could run test patterns, and it would sound the same to me.
Right.
Fabulous programming that comes from 106.7.
Phenomenal.
Anyway, today, because I'm getting old and decrepit, I had to go have a stress test. this thing for your heart. I had to go to a cardiologist, and I thought I was going to ace this thing.
I thought you would, too.
And I did ace it.
Good.
But the doctor had a wonderful little message for me when we were done. The celebrity he most resembles would be the guy on St. Elsewhere.
Okay.
Not the guy that was the talking car.
Right. Not William Daniels.
The guy that was like the patriarch of the place.
The white-haired man?
Oh, yeah. The doctor.
Kind of a guy that had just almost a British accent. You know, he was bald and he didn't have any facial hair.
He had gray hair.
Precisely, yes.
Yeah, anyway, so this is the cardiologist that they hooked me up with. And they put me on the stress thing and I got, you know, they got the thing in your mouth and you're breathing through and they got the things and I'm like, no problem. I'm on the treadmill every day.
Yeah.
And we get done and the guy says after you wait a half hour, mm-hmm. you know, he calls you into the office and he looks at everything and he says, "Well, your cardio is very impressive. Your heart's in really good shape. How often do you run?" And I said, I try to run like 5 times a week. He said, looked me with a straight face, and he said, "Great. Have you ever heard of a sit-up?"
Wow.
Ouch.
Wow. Oh, my.
From a cardiologist.
Well, that's just rude, isn't it?
And
what a terrible way to put it.
Jesus, that's cold. Ew, that is cold.
What are you doing?
And keep in mind, at this point, I'm sitting there shirtless because, you know, Mike, you've had this thing done.
Yeah, I've done it.
When you go up there, you put on a pair of of shorts,
right?
And they put those little things, those little
nipple
sponge
clamps.
Things that stick all over you.
Shave you if they have to. Mm-hmm.
Yes, everywhere.
Or if you request it.
I got the Brazilian wax.
Do they do the thing where they make you lie down after you run?
No.
Where? They didn't do that to you?
No, they didn't. What,
wow.
to get a resting heart rate?
No, they for me, they had me run, and then lie down.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. They were looking at something. I got one of them leaky valves anyway.
Did you lie down or did you pass out?
I lay down.
Oh, okay. So I got done, and I was sitting there, still not to the point where I could put my clothes back on, and sweaty as hell, mm-hmm. and he comes in and sits down in his doctor coat. You know, and really, I guess that's the story. That's it. I'm like,
but that's how he put it too. How did you respond to him?
I said to him, "You're a cardiologist," and he said, "Yes, I am, but I'm also a doctor." He said, "You can run from here to China if you want," and I remember exactly how he said this. "You have incredibly strong legs, and your cardiovascular system is really, really top of the line.
That's good.
Your beer belly," and he said like one word.
Beer belly?
Your beer belly is where the problem is.
Uh-huh. Doctors.
And then the last thing, you always hear this, no matter what weight you are, you really need to lose 20 pounds.
Yes. Wow.
You really need to lose 20. I'm just going to find out how my heart is.
That's their standard line. You can run all the way to China. If you did that, you'd be able to go to the Olympics.
You can run all the way to China.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, and he said, you'd have really, well, how did he say? You'd have super strong chicken legs, and you'd have incredibly formed arms and triceps from the motion of walking and running.
Right.
However, you must do something for the beer belly.
The beer belly.
The beer belly.
So is that how you get rid of it? I always thought you got rid of it by cardio.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
That's more true. Sit-ups will give you tone, but they're not going to make fat go away. Listen, you have to burn that off with cardio.
I'm just telling you what the guy told me.
Yeah, I know. Well, are you sure he's not the actor from St. Elsewhere?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, no, I'm not. I'm not sure who he was, Buzz.
Okay.
I'm not really sure who he
might
was.
Carla pissed me off.
He had a gentle touch, though. I'll tell you that.
Well, you're going back then.
Speaking of abs, she looked at me and she said, "I got a new exercise video that I'm working on. Can you see the outline? Is this approaching a six-pack?" And I was sitting there with my stomach just hanging out watching the game, and I pulled the covers over my head.
Oh.
That's how I reacted. I wish I could have been more supportive.
No, so he's a cardiologist. I would recommend him to any of you.
Really?
No.
No? Was he mean like most of them are? Mine's mean.
I found he was mean. I thought he would.
Mine's my chick's a, my chick. She's mean. Yeah.
Your chick is mean?
Yeah.
Your groovy chick?
Yeah. Dr. Safecracker.
Oh, I thought you meant your chick.
No, the cardiologists, they're all mean. They have to be mean. They're telling guys our age all the time that we're schlubs. That's what they're doing.
Anyway, screw him. I'll live
so
forever.
So you did well. Yeah. So your heart's in good shape.
Yes. I said to him, "Screw you. I'm going to have a cigar on my way home.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do a sit-up." And
told him about the cigars?
Yes. And also, he said, "Incidentally, P.S., I will be glad to do a dance on your grave.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice day, Doctor.
So long, F-Stick.
If only I had the balls.
How'd he look? Was he skinny?
Of course he was.
Oh, God.
And then they get the last laugh, really, seriously. And I know we must go to break or they will fire us immediately.
That's right. Right.
Love it when you give them the insurance card.
Right.
And she doesn't even bother to make a copy of it. She just says, oh, we don't take this.
Yeah.
It's up there in high dollar land.
It's okay. Thank you.
It's up there in the land of the specialists.
Right. Thank you. I go, here's the card. She goes, oh, no. No.
You work for that company?
She says, oh, it is a deli. Have you ever heard of a sit-up? Hey. All right. Stand by. We'll be back with the Matt outside. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.